We might need the paddles in here. If there's a doctor in this house, can they come along? Adam White's almost falling asleep over there. There was some eye shutting going on there, Whitey.
No, eye shutting. Nah, not at all.
Why would there? I wish I had some vision of that. That was humorous. Time to get into the Friday form. A huge day of racing tomorrow at Caulfield. Blue Diamond Day, three Group 1s on the card, and there's only two people you want to talk to about that in this world, as far as I'm concerned. One of them is the world's greatest form analyst, Dean Lester, who you know very much from his years here on RSN 927. He's on location today, and it's great to have him with us. Dino, good morning.
Daniel, great to be with you. Look, I've missed out on a lot of the great OBs, the Australian Open Golf, and many of the great racing OBs that you've got, but I am working on assignment for RSN today.
We're very excited about that, and it's great to have you able to join us, even though you are, well, you're doing great things, and people will find out eventually what that's going to be. It's a great production that's going in at the moment, but we're very, very pleased you're able to join us, Dino, from location, which we can't tell you where it is at the moment, because it's very, very secretive. Nonetheless, we're going to have the mail come. Nick Quinn's with us from the tab. Good morning, Quinny.
I'm very intrigued to find out where he is. I know when we did ring, you heard that international call, and yes, it took a few seconds for the number to go through as well. So yes, hopefully, Dino, it's nice and sunny. Is it AM or PM in the part of the world that you're at the moment, Dino?
No, it is AM, Nick, and we're going along beautifully here.
Are you near where the jungle, they do the jungle show? Is that
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that too, Adam, but no, I'm not near the jungle show.
We can't say too much.
The guess is going.
Yeah, we can't say too much. Send your guesses in, 0416905052. Where's Dino? It's like a Where's Wally situation, but where's Dino? If you find him, let us know where he is. There's a prize on offer. That'd be impressive. Quinny, it's a great day tomorrow, Blue Diamond Day, but I want to talk about one of your tweets last night, firstly. You were enamoured with the Man of Love for the Australian Football League upon its resumption from the men's perspective last night in the March Cup.
Never seen anything like it. Not just for the March Cup. I think AFLW's done a terrific job to start the new season, and that's growing in popularity. But the attendances at these warm-up games, people talking about footy 24-7, I cannot recall a season with people so desperate for the great game to resume. Maybe the fact the cricket season was a bit of a setback.
Yes.
But everyone just cannot wait for the footy to come back. Do you agree?
Well, seemingly, you might be right. From just anecdotal evidence, I think you might be right. Because there hasn't been many scandals in world of footy. There hasn't been a lot of fluff pieces. It's just, footy's not really been in the news through the last couple of months.
Well, the AFL's done their customary try and get in the news 24-7 by putting out some junk stories over summer and during the spring carnival, changing halftime and some of the other ridiculous ideas that they did float to just keep their name in the media. So once again, they've done a great job with that.
But I think post-Christmas, they went quiet.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there was a fair bit of what you say before Christmas, Quinny, but I reckon post-Christmas it was a bit quiet. And I think, I personally think because the international cricket summer was so dull, that I think there is a real craving for it. There's no doubt about that.
Wish they'd go quiet in the first week of November and late October and let their four-legged friends have the airtime. Mm.
Well, they've got some airtime tomorrow. Don't you worry about that, because we're at Caulfield for Blue Diamond Day. It's going to be fantastic. And three Group 1s on the card, as I said. The first SMS suggestion for you, Dino, is the Playboy Mansion is currently where you are. I'll let you handle that one if you need to. But to what we do on the Friday form for first-time players is go through the quaddy legs of the next day's major metropolitan meeting. Normally, one of the big tracks in the city. It is Caulfield tomorrow for Blue Diamond Day. And the first leg of the quaddy, team, is race number 6, the PFD Food Services Futurity Stakes. A Group 1 weight for age event over 1,400 metres. It is a super field that is going to put on a super contest, I reckon, Dino. At the moment, Melody Bell, the New Zealander, with Opie Bosson in the saddle, is favourite. A very tight favourite at $2.80 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, it's a tremendous race, Daniel. I mean, it's a great weight for age race. Got a great history at that, Caulfield. And it's a small field, but really shapes up well. And a lot of these horses going on to the All-Star Mile, as we saw yesterday. I think Super Seth, a three-year-old, is the one to beat. He was tremendous winning first up. He's a Caulfield Guineas winner. I just think the way the race sets up, he'll be following Melody Bell. And I think probably Colding will be following Super Seth. So it sets up to be a really intriguing battle between the three main chances, I think. The market's really suggesting that, and it's a big gap to the rest. But I'm with Super Seth from Melody Bell. Colding will improve with this run and be really peaking for the All-Star Mile. And I'm just going to put Streets of Avalon in for fourth because he's hard fit and he'll lead. He's a great backup horse. He's a good Caulfield horse. He's lacks the class of these horses, but yeah, give a good sight for a long way. But I think the top three are class runners in this race.
Class normally finds its way to the top at a weight for age event. Quinny, is that what we're seeing with the punters as well?
Yeah, Superset's now into 280. Melody Bell, who's had six starts over the 1400 for five victories, a 290 second leg. Colding at 330. Streets of Avalon, 15. Dino, was the mini conundrum here the 1400 and the fact that most of these runners are set for races over longer distances this campaign?
Yeah, it probably is. Then that's where I think Super Seth being a colt, I think this would be a terrific addition to his CV. He's already a Caulfield Guineas winner, but he's a weight for age group one winner. I think he'll be trying to keep the winning streak going. Melody Bell and Colding are aiming at the All-Star Mile in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks' time. So that's probably, as you said, the conundrum. I think just Super Seth, he just sets up so well to win this race.
Well, he's a serious horse, and our man Mark Hunter, who we've had in here a few times, got a little piece of that action too, so we wish them all the best. The Western Bulldogs boys, Rama, are involved in this too.
Yeah, plenty of them. Numbers.
Well, you've got one job.
Yep.
To give us the numbers after every race here on the...
I'm pretty
the,
good at it also.
Well, you have moments. Last week we had the one out. Was it last week we had the one out?
One out.
And you caught a few people off guard with just mentioning the one number.
What?
Two.
Two.
What have we got in the first leg?
8, 7, 1, and 3.
8, 7, 1, and 3. The next suggestion to find Dino is, well, someone's suggesting you're trying to find Daniel Maxwell in Dubai, Dino, which is very humorous. Very humorous in the...
It is humorous. I've also been told that I'm part-timing as the cash cow, so...
Well done, whoever sent you that message. Part-time in the cash cow. Brilliant. 8, 7, 1, 3 in the first leg of the quaddy for the Futurity Stakes. The second leg is the feature event on the card, the $1.5 million Blue Diamond Stakes. Two-year-old group one over the 1,200 metres, a full field of... Oh, sorry, no, we're only got 15 because Faiera has been scratched for Anthony Cummings. 15 in the field, and Hanseatic, despite a very sticky barrier draw, Dino, with the inside gate, is still a firm favourite at tab.com.au, around about $2.40.
Yeah, and he should be too, Daniel. He's the best horse in the race. He's going to need a scenario where he gets through the field. He reminds me very much, say, of a horse like a Lingi, who had the similar style. She drew inside in the Blue Diamond, cut through the field and got the money, and he's got the talent to overcome that if he gets held up a bit. And he just lets down so quickly, and that's he's going to help Luke Curry probably get through the field at some stage. I certainly think the filly here, Muntasira, was a very good run behind Let's Be Glam, and I think can probably turn the tables on that filly. Rulership ran very well behind Hanseatic, and he looks good talent. I think the little roughy here at a price is Riverina Storm. I think she's had only a light preparation into it, but she has... I liked her run last start, and she's got Dwayne Dunn, who's just... he's won four Blue Diamonds, I think. And I think Tagaloa is the other one worth considering. This is a bit like last week. You could probably just go with number two, or you could go a lot wider. I think if he gets the breaks, he'll win Hanseatic.
Couple of questions on Hanseatic. Do we take two quaddies, one with him, one out, and then one with the other runners that you suggested?
Definitely.
Okay, that's a good start. Now, are we taking $2.40 on him getting clear air? The one mini concern might be gate one. Do we anticipate they'll go at a good speed, the race will break up and it won't be an issue? Or do you anticipate there might be a time or two where you have got your heart in your mouth?
I think he probably will, just because of the way he races. Not necessarily last start, he was probably going to track up a bit closer and had to get check off heels. But the way the sort of speed map sets up here, he's going to be midfield or a bit worse. And at some stage, he's going to have to probably rely on that little bit of luck. But what he has got is that ability to run like a 10-6, 10-7 sectional that just puts him through the field and into the race.
Let's Be Glam's been well back since the draw, $9 into $6.50 now on the third line of betting at that quote. Are you surprised that she's that short considering Muntasira, who was the luckless runner-up when favourite in that race, is double figure odds? Do you think she's now been maybe overbet?
Yeah, I think so. And the market didn't really want her 2 weeks ago when she was $31. It was a very good win, mind you. I just wonder if that was an absolute peak run and if she can build off that, she's a legitimate chance. If that was her peak run, this is the key with 2 year olds, just hitting the day in the right sort of form.
One runner that has had a couple of grand finals this campaign but just keeps winning is number 8 Away Game, the Magic Millions winner two starts ago. Do you see her running a good race at double figure odds, or do you think maybe she's been up for a while and this is a big assignment?
I think she'll run a good race. I think the three wide line that she got in at the Gold Coast was the perfect spot to be, and she showed good fight to win last start. But as you said, she's been busy, and she was, I thought, fairly well beaten by Hanseatic on debut, even though she did have a little bit of a hard luck story there. So she'll be competitive, but I just haven't got her in the numbers.
One of the conversation points always for Blue Diamond, Dino, is the weight allowance given to the fillies. They ran a faster time. Was the last one the preview or the prelude?
Prelude.
They ran faster times in the Colts and Geldings in the prelude. Do you take anything out of that, or are they just differently run races?
They were differently run races, Daniel. And the thing about the Colts were how quick they were home. So going from 1,000 to 11, now up to 12, you just want to see that good bit of strength at the end of a race. And certainly, I think Hanseatic, even though he ran about a length slower than Let's Be Glam, his strength late was very impressive.
He's the only horse, I think, in the field to run under 22 seconds for the last 400. He's done it twice.
One of our friends, Jappy, has just tweeted in saying maybe Dino's in witness protection.
What's he need witness protection for?
Not sure.
What's he done?
What's he witnessed?
What have you witnessed, Dino? Is there something you haven't told us?
Yeah, no, I'm unaware. I'm unaware, but Juppy may be onto something.
Well, he's got lots of thoughts, Juppy. He's all over it every day on the Breakfast Club, and we love his work. Rammer, one job.
2, 12, 6, 14, and 5.
And Quinny's advice, take one with the two
straight out.
And then one with a few more numbers in that 12, 6, 14, and 5 in the second leg of the quaddy. The third leg is the Oakley Plate. Let's get through all the group ones while we're here. The race 8 over the 1,100 metres. Another group one affair, $500,000. And there are 17. Not 18 will go around, won't they, Quinny? Because Vainstream will come in for I Am Immortal, who's been scratched for Anthony Cummings. And it's a pretty good field. Bivouac, there seemingly is a bit of a knock. I was talking to a couple of people yesterday, Dino, about Bivouac, and they want to lay Bivouac tomorrow, but it's favourite at tab.com.au, $2.90.
I don't know why that would be. He's a very good horse. His one win here at Caulfield was over the track and distance in the Vain Stakes, and he was outstanding, and then he went right through, won the Golden Rose, and luckless in the Manicato, and then he was very good in the Coolmore, and I think it's a great reference. He's got 55.5 kilos. That's the one thing that's a sticking point. For a three-year-old, it's enough weight, but he's a very, very good horse, and I think he's the one to beat. Anaheed, one of the other three-year-olds, she's in great form. Her win last start was excellent, just a perfect pipe opener to go to this race and run well. So I'm tipping the three-year-olds there. But I'm giving chances to 7 Trope, who he needs to sort of actually go and win a race. He shows a lot of promise. He's only won the one race. But the fact that Dwayne Dunn wants to ride at 52.5 kilos interests me.
Yeah.
12 Hal Vorsen, who's been really good through the summer. And he's got that G-Tra form from last winter. And, of course, he won the Lightning last week. And good little roughy here, I think, All Too Royal with a big weight drop. He's got a chance at odds, but Bivouac's the one to beat. If it's not him, then it's a typical Oakley Plate. It gets very open.
I think the little concern with Bivouac is it's always a bit of a challenge when you see a three-year-old giving older horses weight. But to flip that around, this is one of the best crops of three-year-olds in decades, and we probably only get one chance to back them on the way through.
Yeah, that's very true. They're exceptional bunch, and he's right towards the top of the tree with them, having won the Golden Rose and second in the Coolmore. They're the races you want to see them run well in.
Dino, I like a roughie for the trifecta in the first four here. Bonds Away was fifth in the race last year, resumed with a good run behind Jungle Edge. Maybe not a winning chance, but a good one for the multiples. Do I get the tick from you?
Yeah, I've tipped him in this race the last 2 years to run in the money, and he's run well, and again, he'll run well. I wouldn't be putting him in a quaddy, but definitely trifecta in first four.
What's Ball of Muscle? What's having a Ball of Muscle? That was a spruik horse for a while. All of a sudden, we can't get near it. Well, it's group one, in fairness.
Yeah, he's 9-year-old. He's done a fair job, Daniel.
Yeah. We had 9-year-olds of recent years. Last season, it was my horse, Hartnell. He's 15 years old, still running group one placings.
Yeah, well, this horse, he was group two placed two starts back, and you know, he's up in the weights. The one thing he does love is Caulfield. Sydney horse, he's five goes to Caulfield, two wins, three placings. So obviously, Joe Pride, dead set target for him, but whether he could win the 58 would be my query.
Number 15, Pippi Dino's been well backed, has drawn the wide gate, but does have early speed. Do you think she'll be able to find the front? Does your form map have her in front after the first 300?
Oh, she'll be there, but I mean, she's with the speed horses, which is probably a good thing. She's with Ball of Muscle to her inside, Anahid to her outside, and Freyadette outside them. And then you've got sort of Bivouac and Fardenau back to the inside. So there's good speed sort of out wide, so we'll take her across. Just got the query whether that mare's form from last spring will be good enough to win an Oakley Plate.
Another one that's always around the money, very consistent, number 13, Hummer Hummer, yes. Sir William Pike to take the ride. Do you think she's a chance?
Well, they've got similar form lines. If you like one, you probably like both of them. Where she's going to get to and from barrier three in the run, she's going to need a lot of luck getting through the traffic at the right time.
Rama, Oakley Plate numbers, please.
3, 16, 7, 12 and 8.
3, 16, 7, 12 and 8. Willie Pike's only got the two rides tomorrow?
Two rides tomorrow, then he flies back to Perth at midnight Saturday night to ride at Pinjarra Sunday.
So he's doing that for a reason?
He is. The reason is, and I did tweet out the horse's name because that might be the GOS get out stakes on Sunday, or potentially we have a great day and we're winning more, but he wants to ride a horse called Tell 'Em We're Coming in race 8, the Pinjarra Classic. So that's why he's going to Pinjarra on the Sunday.
I would suggest that's a good push, as we say in the business.
Back again next Saturday for the Australian Guineas as well, so it'll be great to see him here.
Willie Pike on Hummer Hummer for John McArdle, one of our favourites on the Breakfast Club. 21 past 7, we're three legs into the quaddie. We've got the formula bet to come. We've got Rammer's Ruffy on Blue Diamond Stakes Day. Don't go anywhere on RSN 927. It is, and around about this time every Friday, particularly through the big springs and summer features, we have the Friday Form with Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, on location, secret location today. And Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab off the SMS, is Dean trying to secure the release of Julian Assange?
Rowan Connolly style.
Good luck. Good luck with that one, Dino.
He's either in Noosa or in the West for the Magic Million sales. There's another one. And this one is my favourite. Dino is on Love Island. Well, we can't tell you. We cannot say yes, confirm or deny where Dino is at the moment. But he's on location for a secret experience at the moment. Off the SMS, kept coming through, 0416 90 50 52. There is a concern about your status, Quinny, in the paper today. You don't exist. Major. In the tip section. Normally there's Michael Manley, Chris Venuccio, and you. Ray Thomas has taken your position.
Who is Ray?
Breakdown in communication. There's someone new in the department at the Herald Sun, and they said, can you go chase up that tipster with the great hair for his selections at Caulfield tomorrow? And they went to Ray Thomas. If you haven't seen Ray Thomas, Google him. It is just a work of art.
It's a beautiful piece, is what it is. It's a beautiful piece of hair. Rama, you and I would give anything for the hair that Ray has.
10% of the hair that Ray's got.
Well, but my concern is more your status within the building.
No, I had a very busy day yesterday, and I said I'll put them in for Saturday's paper because it's such a brilliant day that I couldn't let the Legion of Fans down by doing any less than 2 days' form for it.
You got your best.
Got the multi in. That's a good multi, too.
Your value bet in there.
I don't mind that, actually. We'll talk about that shortly. We're three legs into the quad eat tomorrow at Caulfield. We'll go through the numbers shortly if you've just joined us. But the last leg is race number 9, Dino. It's the Peter Young Stakes over 1,800 metres of Group 2. Wait for Age of Fear. It's a terrific day racing tomorrow at Caulfield. There's 9 going around, and Kingswell Dream is second up and favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, he should be too, Daniel. He's, I think, one of the good bets of the day. He was terrific first up in the Eeyore Stakes. He gets to the longer trip, which suits him. Mark Zara rides from barrier one. A little bit of speed comes across from out wide, and he gets, a pretty good run, and I think he can win. The danger might be Regal Power first up with Willie Pike aboard over from WA. He's a good galloper, has won the Railway Stakes and then one at Wait for Age of 2100 last start. Resumes here, I think can run very well. Constantinople, who was a bit of the spook horse in the spring Caulfield and Melbourne Cup time, resumes here at 1800. I'm interested in him first go, and 9 Miss Siska because she's got the race fitness on her side. But really, I think that the race revolves around numbers 4 and 5, and you might want to take a little quaddie with just those two numbers.
Is that what the punters are saying as well, Quinn? Is it pretty clear cut?
Well, I'm trying to work out why he's 250 and not shorter, not evens, not even a slice of odds on. He just looks better than them, Dino. He was so good first up. Are you surprised he's not a better... Are you surprised he's still as good as he is from a betting perspective?
Yeah, I am really, because he comes through, you know, significant weight for age, Group 1 form. I think the others are, you know, on the edge of that, but not as proven as Kings Will Dream.
And might be one of those days too, if some of the well-backed favourites, the likes of, well, Bivouac's going to be well-supported earlier on the day. We're going to have a couple of other favourites as well. A few of those all-up bets through Hanseatic could just all be into Kings Will Dream. So it might be one of those ones where 2 minutes before they jump, he's an even money favourite and half the track's on him.
Yeah, could well be. I'm hoping that way because we've tipped those horses you mentioned.
Oh, this is going to be a fill-up tomorrow. I love it.
Righto. So that's pretty straightforward, it seems, in the last leg. So we'll get the last leg, Ram. I just need the numbers from you.
4, 5, 8, and 9.
4, 5, 8, and 9 in the last leg. So for those playing at home, Rammer, that just jumped in the car or turned the radio on and want to know Dino's numbers for the quaddie tomorrow so they can do some more analysis themselves if they need to, what are those numbers, please?
Race 6, 8, 7, 1, and 3.
8, 7, 1, 3.
Race 7, 2, 12, 6, 14, and 5.
2, 12, 6, 14, 5.
Race 8, 3, 16, 7, 12, and 8.
3, 16, 7, 12, and 8.
Race 9, 4, 5, 8, and 9.
4, 5, 8, and 9, your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow. That's what's happening on the Friday form, which means there's a couple of things left to do. Quinny, don't laugh at me. We need the Friday form formula bet. That's what we need, the Friday form formula bet, where Dino gets a chance for one of our listeners. If you haven't registered, by the way, make sure you do that at the website, rsn.net.au. You get a chance for Dino to invest on your behalf. And tomorrow, Dino, what are those numbers, please?
Yeah, it's for Ian Forsyth of Spring Gully. For Ian, a $40 win bet, race 2, number 3, Adelaide Ace. $40 to win race 9, number 4, Kings Will Dream. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 2, number 3, into race 9, number 4. And that's for Ian Forsyth of Spring Gully.
Good luck to you, Ian. That would come to, Nicholas?
$7.50, $3 by $2.50.
I am happy with $7.50 for that. Has there been love for Adelaide Ace?
Adelaide Ace has been the best back runner in the race, yes.
Righto. Okay. 2-3 into 9-4 for the formula bet tomorrow for Ian. $7.50 is the double at tab.com.au. Dino, one more thing for you. It's the time-honoured Rama Ruffy. It's not the Macca's miraculous money-maker garbage. It's it's the Rama Ruffy, and forever it will be that. Have you got something special for us tomorrow?
Well, I didn't have him as top selection, but I think he's big odds in the Oakley Plate, and that's race 8, number 8, All Too Royal. I think he'll run a really good race. It might be a case of maybe one unit to win and three or four units to place, and I think he'll give you a great run for your money.
So what is All Too Royal?
All Too Royal is currently 26 to win, $6 to place.
26 and 6? Rammer?
Outstanding. Just outstanding.
It's important to get your feedback on the Rammer Ruffing, whether or not you agree and are happy and content with it.
Outstanding.
26 and 6.
Couple of dollars.
Couple of dollars for All Too Royal. That's race 8, number 8, to go along with 2-3 into 9-4 for Dino's formula bet. And hopefully you get a bit of a fill-up on the back of the Friday form. Dino, good luck for the rest of your location time. And we look forward to chatting to you soon and certainly hearing more from you across the weekend on RSN 927.
Terrific. Thanks, Daniel.
Go get him. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us on the Friday form. Quinny, what do you got for us?
I'm a bit scared at how much we're going to win tomorrow. I think it's one of those
days.
Everyone sort of seems tomorrow. I think Jess Benjamin gets us off to a good start. You've got Dino's special Adelaide Ace in the second. Pandemic will win the third.
So you're basically tipping the card.
Well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Do I tell the wife we're going to buy that new house she's desperate for or just quit my job?
That's our other man. That's the shark. He tips the card.
Well, he hasn't done it yet. He keeps threatening to. I might actually do it tomorrow.
That's on file. Yeah. We need to cut that. That's terrific. So you reckon Just Benjamin wins the first, do you?
I do. And I also think Pandemic will win race number 3 and come home with Kings Will Dream as well. So
you're going a three-leg all-up.
A three-leg all-up.
Oh, this is awesome.
If it doesn't get in, coffee and pastries for everyone in the studio next week.
Okay, well, Adam White doesn't join us in the studio. He took off, so he can't have any pastry.
Ooh, hang on, I've just the shark just given me a little clip, so I'll be avoiding him when he comes into the studio.
So what have you got? What in your numbers?
So Jess Benjamin.
Race one, number seven.
Race one, number seven.
Oh, no.
Currently at $2.30.
Yeah.
We'll take that through Pandemic. Race three, number two.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll come home with Kings Will Dream. So $2.30 by two, by $2.50. $11.50 this week.
$11.50, Quinny's best. That is, now, we're normally dealing with a sort of $1.80, $1.90 to a, sometimes $1.50 with your selection.
Sometimes.
Often. $1.50. We've got $11.50. What, are you okay?
The hair dye might have gone to my head. I'm not quite sure, but the important thing is it's going to be a great day at Caulfield tomorrow.
Hopefully the hair dye did go to your head.
It's a good spot for it. It's a very good spot for it.
It looks good.
It does look good. It's a sharp
does
cut.
It, does it stay there?
The hair dye should.
There's a bloke at our local cricket club that used to get the sort of the shoe polish into his hair. And so when he'd get into a strong spell on a Thursday night in the hot weather, the black started to go down his face into his neck region.
I've seen that.
And the white shirt got a bit black.
How'd he talk his way out of that one?
Well, no one was prepared to tell him.
Yes,
it was quite obvious, but that was a bit of an issue.
Don't think you blokes would afford me the same luxury.
No.
You'd be told.
Honest feedback.
It's important.
In the studio.
Friends tell friends that sort
exactly.
Of stuff.
We care for you.
You're going to care for me a lot more when this $11.50 multi lobs too.
Like the day you came in with two of the same shoe.
What? No.
Yeah, that was a setback.
It wasn't two of the same shoe. That's what you do on a regular basis. It was two right shoes, wasn't it?
Whoa. Different colour.
Two different shoes.
Anyway.
Two right-fitted shoes.
They weren't the appropriate footwear for the occasion. That's what we're talking about. Now, Quinn, did you jump out of the plane yesterday? How come you didn't jump out of the plane?
Jump out of a plane?
Yeah, all the All-Star Mile stuff.
I didn't quite get the call up, but that's okay. I'll be available next year.
Right.
Would you jump out of a plane, would you?
No, probably. Yeah.
You would? Yeah. I can organise it for you.
Oh, you got people who know people.
Daniel reckons he'd jump out of a plane.
I'd jump out of a plane.
I'll do it with half then.
So if I organised it for you, will you do it?
Yeah.
Would you do the show as you're going down?
What? I reckon there'd be a lot of wind noise.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not sure that's going
to
work.
Matthew Drew's able to do many things. I can organise that for you.
I'm not sure that's going to work. We'll see what we can do about these.
So you'll
the
do
show.
It. If I organise it, you'll jump out of a plane.
I'll jump out of the plane.
And will you jump out of the plane?
Yes. 20?
25 to 8. We're jumping out of planes here on the Breakfast Club.
Would you jump out of a plane, Rowan?
No.
You coming with us, Whitey?
Absolutely not.
Well, 20 and all around here. 25 to 8. Quinny, nice to see you.
Could be for the last time.
We'll chat to you shortly for more markets and more updates from